It is Morning Sports Beat, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Mike Gillarney, and as mentioned, promised that we're joined in studio by Chase Leonards. And I think a lot of folks that follow high school sports in Southwest Michigan remember Chase with an outstanding soccer career at St. Joe, went on to play at North Park University in the Chicago area, and now has some bigger and better possibilities. We'll have him explain in just a second. But Chase, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
How's it feel to be home for a couple of days?
It's nice to be home for a couple of days just to get out of the big city of Chicago and be home with family for a little bit before I head out.
Talk a little bit about your soccer, your college soccer experience. You're playing at the St. Joe and having a phenomenal career at St. Joe. Was the dream of playing college soccer always there for you, or was it something you kind of realized as high school went on?
It was always there for me from the very beginning. Like when I was little, it was always about playing a college sport. Didn't matter which one, but then soccer became my love over a time, and then eventually, my whole entire goal, even in middle school, is just to play college soccer. So it gave me something to work towards.
What was the recruiting process like? Do you remember, your junior, I don't know how long, from freshman or sophomore, junior, senior, what was the recruiting process like for you?
It's long and it's pretty grueling, actually, because, I mean, you're looking at 15, 20 schools and you're trying to balance out which school is the right school for you, both on the athletic side, but more importantly, the academic side, which you always got to keep in mind. So it's a lot of visits and a lot of time. But
so with that, what led you to North Park? Why'd you wind up there?
In the end, it was just seemed like a good fit for something for myself coming from St. Joe. Mm-hmm. St. Joe's kind of this area where it's really close-knit. Everyone seems to know each other in a sense. So then I felt like I needed to get out of this bubble in a way to get to a larger city of Chicago where there's many opportunities that could arise.
Mm-hmm. And you had a chance to play in the national championship game, right?
Yes, this past season.
What's that experience like?
It was a dream come true. I mean, when you go to college, you're wanting to play in like the largest stage possible. So for me at North Park University, it was definitely playing in that national championship.
Yeah, and you were the co-captain the past 2 years, right? Your junior and senior year.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So what was the whole experience like for you playing it was Division III college soccer, and I don't care what division it is, whether it's 1, 2, or 3, you have a chance to play college athletics. That's pretty phenomenal. What was the experience like for you?
It was overall a fantastic experience. Being in high school, I was a captain, and then translated my leadership abilities into the college game to where then I was able to like thrive even more so, just being that leader for my teammates as well as like being that guy just for my coaches to communicate with. So it was an honor to have that role for 2 years.
Chase Leonards is joining us here on Morning Sports Beat on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Chase making his way from St. Joe High School soccer on to college soccer, and now an opportunity for you to go out. And I kind of jokingly said, how's it feel to be home for a couple of days? And that's pretty much what it is. You get to home, like you said, during the commercial break, unpack and pack again to head out to Nevada, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just I'm home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then packing up and loading out to Reno right on Thursday morning. So it's a quick turnaround.
And so you were recruited while at North Park, and now you've got an opportunity to go out to play soccer in Reno. Now, again, tell us a little bit about the team and the league that they're in.
Okay. So this Western Nevada FC Coyotes Club, they are a soccer organization that plays in the third tier professional here in the United States in the UPSL Pro Premier Division. And then the whole goal of this team is it's supposed to be more of like a stopping point for us to where they bring in talent that wasn't seen for whatever reason and then have them move on to like upper divisions, professional or overseas. So that's the whole goal with it. But yeah, like you said, I was found in the national championship by their recruiter, Coach Valentine, who just reached out, because after losing the national championship, I mean, you're down, mm-hmm. everything like that. It was still a great experience. But then that next morning, you wake up and you see that text saying, hey, you should give me a call, and letting them know. And then just went from there and then eventually signed with them.
When you saw that, the message, what do you remember what your first, my reaction was, holy crap. I mean, that would have been my reaction when you've got somebody from the upper ranks in soccer contacting you. Do you remember what your reaction was?
Yeah, at first I was like, is this guy even real? You know, because you never know on Facebook sometimes. I mean, yeah, they reach out to you and you get these random messages. So at first I was like, man, is this even true? And I did research and I saw that this guy was who he said he was in this organization, everything like that. So it went from that to all of a sudden like a shock, like, wow, this could actually be happening. And then in the end it did. So.
And you said this was all happening, what, back in January?
Yeah. Originally, we played the national championship in November, the end of November or the end of December, I believe. And so then it was that from that point forward, we started communicating. And then in the end, I ended up signing in January. So we talked for a good month and a half, just trying to figure things out. And he figured a little bit more out and make sure it was a right fit for both of us.
Chase Leonard's joining us here on Morning Sports Beat on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Something you told us before we got going on that jumped out at me that really impresses me when you said you were talking to them and part of the signing decision was you want to graduate. You don't want to leave school to go out to Nevada and play, because they've been playing already. But one thing that you wanted to do, you wanted to make sure you graduated.
Yes, absolutely. The degree, by the time I signed, I had one semester left in my major. So, I mean, it was to that point, it's like, I've come this far. I have to finish it out, not for myself, but also for my family and everyone else. It was a big deal. Plus, I mean, outside of soccer, I have many goals in the business side of things if soccer doesn't work out to how it's supposed to be. So I want to make sure I have that degree to go back on.
What did you major in?
I'm a sport management.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Nice. Mike and I have had a chance to talk with individuals that have gone on from high school sports to college sports, but then making the jump. And again, you have an opportunity now with, you said it's Western Nevada FC Coyotes, to bolster your stock to maybe take a big leap in professional soccer. I don't think we've had a chance to talk to anybody who's had an opportunity to go pro, yeah, have we?
I don't believe so.
No.
So, I mean, would MLS be the ultimate goal? Or
I mean, yes, that's the ultimate goal, but sure. I'm kind of more take steps. So, like, right now, the ultimate goal would be either the USL, which is the second division here, okay, or potentially a larger club overseas even.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I asked you when you started thinking about playing college soccer, do you remember, or maybe it was when they first contacted you, was there any point where you thought about, wow, it'd be so cool to play professional soccer?
Yeah, I mean, my whole life, actually, I've thought about it. I mean, I said, like, college was the goal, but the whole scheme of things, playing professionally is the largest goal that I've had. So to get to this point, it's a blessing, and then just hopefully I can continue to move on from here.
If you can maybe explain, and again, we're going to post this up as a podcast as well, but anybody who plays high school soccer, if you can explain to them, you know, soccer is soccer, but as far as ability and competition, talk to players that are playing high school soccer right now. What were some of the bigger differences you noticed going from high school soccer to college soccer?
Yeah, so just overall, obviously, the talent level. I mean, every single player is good, no matter the division. Like, sometimes there'll be weaker teams, but in the end, everyone's there for a reason, so they've made that next step. And then it's just the fact, too, that everyone out there is, like, wanting to potentially move on to bigger and better things as well. So, like, just the work rate, the physicality, the speed, just the overall game is much faster. And
I was going to ask you, the speed was a little faster when you get to the next levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was my hardest thing to adjust to. At first was just the speed of play, because high school it's slower, so you have a little bit more time on the ball. Mm-hmm. But in college, if you hold on to it for like 2 or 3 seconds too long, or I mean touches too long, then just like that you're going to get whacked. And I learned that the hard way a few times early on, but we figured it out. So
yeah. Is college soccer more physical than high school soccer? Or
yeah,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the refs allow a whole lot more to get away. And then just overall, I mean, the players are stronger and continuing to grow too out of high school, so it definitely is much more physical.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up with Chase Leonards. Again, the opportunity now that he's graduated from North Park University to play with the Western Nevada FC Coyotes. More with Chase coming up on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Morning Sports Beat. Phil McDonald, Michael Arney. We're joined one more segment with Chase Leonards, who graduate of St. Joe High School. He's played his college soccer at North Park University the last 3 years. Now going to be playing for the Western Nevada FC Coyotes. And so do you – now, what would North Park University, your guys' nickname was what?
Oh, we were the Vikings.
The Vikings. So do you still kind of consider yourself a Viking, or are you totally a Coyote now?
No, I'm definitely a Viking. It's like how I am still a Bear of St. Joe. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I keep my loyalty to both the schools I attended and played for.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to drop the old nickname. Oh, you're still a Bear.
Yeah.
You're still a Viking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's still now kind of setting in that I'm going to be a Coyote, because like I still think I'm a Viking at this point. So
yeah.
So when do you hit the field at Nevada? Obviously, it's pretty quick. We mentioned start. This is a quick turnaround coming home and then heading back out.
Yeah, so it'll be a 2.5-day trip to get out there.
Wow.
So we'll be arriving Saturday, and then I plan to start practicing either that Sunday evening or Monday. Okay. So we're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Now, have they given you a timetable, or have you kind of given yourself a timetable where you're going to be ready to play?
They've been extremely flexible with me, but as soon as I'm out there, they expect me to play, and I'm wanting to play, you know.
I was going to say, you probably want to play.
I'm very anxious to get out there to start playing because they've had a lot of success thus far, so I'm looking forward to hopefully bringing an uplift to them and adding even more of an impact later for the later parts of the season now.
I mentioned some of the advice you would have to high school players, but, you know, littler kids, and they're playing soccer, and you can relate this to almost any sport, really, is you had a dream, and you had your eyes set on what you've accomplished. What would you tell little kids as far as dreaming, shooting high, setting goals, working hard, some of your experiences?
Overall, I feel like the overall theme of all that is just hard work. And just, like, staying confident in the end. Like, I could personally tell you many times many people would laugh at me when I would tell them, like, this is what I want to do with my life. And people would be like, nah, it can't happen. You're from a small city, small town. Go to a small school, all that stuff. So, but in the end, it's just, like, just believing in yourself and just working hard. I mean, in the end, if you don't do the work, then you'll never get to that point that you want to be to. So, but in the end, if you work hard, and then you'll have no regrets no matter what happens in the end because you gave it your best.
I love how you put that, too. If you have your goals and your dreams and your eyes set on something, don't let people tell you that it can't happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in the end, it's just believing in yourself and then trying to have a good group around you, a good core group around you for a little bit of support. But in the end, it's just like hard work and just believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you overcame some emotional challenges as well with your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just the state of his health and stuff has been a little tough, but in the end, I mean, my whole family have been there for me since the very beginning. And, like, they've been the biggest support team I have between my sister, my mom, and my dad, so I'm very fortunate.
Now, what's the closest with this league you'll be able to play to home?
That's a good question, because I really don't know.
Okay.
In the end, our conference, we play in the Wild West Conference, so we'll be out in California, Oregon, all over in that area. Okay. So we don't, on our schedule, we don't have any games in the Midwest or even the East Coast at this time until the national tournament in the end, which then we'll see who we play, but I can't. Right, at this point, right. We don't have any games in this area.
Okay.
Well, in other words, if you want to go see Chase play, it's vacation time.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to take a flight. West. Yeah, grab and book a ticket. Come on out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I saw where the Coyotes are in first place in their division.
Yeah. Yep. They are in first place now. Yep. In the conference as well as the nation at this point.
Nice.
I always like to ask soccer players over the last several months when the United States did not qualify for the World Cup. What were your thoughts when that didn't happen?
Number one, it was kind of like, did that just happen? I mean, I watched the game and I watched them lose the game, and I just kind of sat there like, this didn't just happen. And then it's really disappointing. I mean, the World Cup's coming up here and our own nation isn't even there to represent us. So
yeah.
So there's they definitely need to work on that for the future.
Most definitely. Chase Lenners is joining us here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's Morning Sports Beat, and all along you've set yourself goals. You've had your eyes set on whatever prize was coming at you next. And in all reality, the sky's the limit, isn't it for you right now? I mean, you still have your eyes set on some pretty high expectations.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's up to this point to get to this point where I can play in like this third-tier professional and professional development league is what they call it. It's definitely like a stepping stone, in which I'm very proud to have achieved. But now I'm obviously wanting more, as well as everybody else that's out there in that organization. So, yeah, it's definitely going to keep working hard and hopefully reach those next step in my goals.
So when you're playing with the Western Nevada Coyotes, is it considered a part-time situation where you're still going to find work out there, or are you taken care of?
So I told them out at the time, I was like, so if I come out there when I need a job, obviously I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them, I was like, I have a pretty good resume. I'm worked hard in school. I'm like, so I just sent them my resume. And then in the end, they come back, well, if you would like, you could come work for us in the club on the business side of things and like the sales and marketing team. So from that point forward, they offer me then a job as well, a full-time job, which I'll be working with like the club for like playing for them, now also working for them in the business side of things. So
nice.
It worked out super well to be tied into my major, sport management as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be in marketing and playing. You can go ahead and market yourself. Just start marketing the team. Hey, watch out for this Chase Lenners guy.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of a fun situation. So you got to be excited. I mean, probably a little nervous, but also very excited.
Yeah, it's not so much nervous, but it's more just anxious because, I mean, I've kind of had a countdown. Like, from the beginning of the semester when I signed, it's like, all right, I got a few months here to get my get ready, finish up school. But now that school's over, it's kind of reality set in that, like, this is actually happening. I'll be there out west in a week, not even a week, like 5-6 days. So yeah. It's very excited for it, but it's also very anxious to get out there.
Mm-hmm. So do you know, is there possibilities like streaming or anything that folks here at home can watch you?
Yeah. So overall, the league, each team's required to have a stream for each game. Western Nevada, they have one, which can be found on their Facebook, Twitter, all their social media platforms. So, yeah, so each game will be live streamed. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's the best way to watch. At least that's how my parents will be keeping up with me.
Us too. So... online, just look for the Western Nevada FC Coyotes, and like you said, on Facebook or on their website. So, have you set yourself a goal of the first game you want to play in?
Yeah, I mean, once I get out there, I mean, they have a game that weekend, so I'm hopefully to get rostered and at least be dressed, and if I get a chance to get in the game, then hopefully make an impact right away.
So it could be this upcoming weekend?
Yeah. So that weekend I get out there, I'll have that week of training. So then 2 weekends from now.
Okay.
Yep. So I have a good full week of training with the team and then get acclimated to the weather. Like the elevation there is pretty insane, being a mile above sea level.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to get my lungs and everything all used to that. Because, I mean, I can promise you I'm fit, but for a few days out there, it's going to seem like I'm not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just be how quickly I can adjust, and hopefully I'll be ready then for that first weekends of games that I'll be out there.
Yeah. You see, you're already listed on the roster on their website, and there are guys from all over the world on this team. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be something new for you?
No, it'll not be something new, actually, because our college team, our school is associated heavily with the Covenant Church, and therefore we have strong ties overseas in Europe and the Scandinavian countries like Sweden, Norway, I mean, even people from England and all over. So it'll be definitely kind of, I'm used to it now, but it'll be cool to get to meet all those new guys and get to know all their new personalities and all that.
Yeah, and not only your playing days with St. Joe and North Park, but you played for the Premier League of America too, right?
Yes, that's correct. I spent 2 summers with Aurora Borealis out in Illinois.
Okay. Man, so it's, you know, what hasn't he had a chance to do yet? So okay. MLS. Now, if you had your choice, MLS or Premier League?
Definitely Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely Premier League. Not to hate on the MLS at all, but the Premier League is just, I think it's the greatest league in the whole world. So,
yeah.
Well, in case in point, everybody here talks about Premier League.
Right.
It's like, oh, you know, we have our own professional, but you're right. Everybody talks about Premier League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that would be something else to get out there. I mean, that would be huge, but it's. Yeah. Yeah, that's very challenging.
I mean, Premier League's on TV every weekend here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And the team in England I follow isn't even in the Premier League, and I follow more closely than the Chicago Fire. They're the closest MLS team to us.
Yeah, that kind of seems how it goes. Like, the MLS kind of, people just enjoy it, but people really support it, seems like,
right.
Premier League teams.
Yeah.
Like the Bundesliga teams in Germany and stuff.
Yep.
Have you had a favorite Premier League team growing up?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Manchester United.
Okay. I think that's kind of the go-to choice for a lot of us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have this good year again this year. I mean, they finished second, but Man City ran away with the league. So hopefully next year, though,
at least they're not going to get relegated.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Relegation. Yeah, no. I hopefully in my whole entire time of living here on this earth that I'll never see Manchester United relegated.
And you finish what, 20th in the Premier League, you get knocked down.
Yep.
Get knocked down. It'd be like, you know. Okay, you finished last in Major League Baseball. You're a AAA team next year, and the champions of AAA are now in the major leagues. That's what would be how it would be equivalent in baseball.
Man.
Yeah, it's like adding salt to the wound. You already had a bad year, and just like that, you don't even get to stay in the top league. So
Yeah, that's right. Salt to the wound.
And you got to work your way back into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chase Leonard is joining us here as we wrap things up. Chase, you're a perfect example of working hard and setting yourself a goal and meeting it, and like you said, maybe along the way, no matter what sport you're in or whatever profession you want to go into, if there are the doubters out there and say that, you know, you can't do that, just put that aside. And you're the only person who can either make it happen or not make it happen, right?
Yeah, that's very true. It's just believing in yourself and working hard.
And your opportunity to do this, it's, you mentioned us at the beginning, playing for United Nevada FC Coyotes is hopefully a stop along the soccer.
Yeah,
right?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, that's the goal through the whole organization, is just that they bring in players like us who have larger aspirations, and so we just have it's just a stop in the end. We give it our all out there, give the organization everything we have while they will for us, and then in the end, we help each other. We win games. And then in the end, hopefully, we move on to bigger, better things even.
Yeah. So you're here today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it.
So are you keeping a low profile? Are you going around saying hi to as many people as you can before you leave?
A little bit of both. I mean, I have my good friends here that I'm going to definitely try to see before I get out of here. But then also just spending good quality time with my family here before I take off. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing I admire about you is you're very close to your family, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, they're my everything, so.
That's awesome. Well, St. Joubert, North Park University, Viking, right?
Yes, Viking, and now Coyote.
And now a Coyote. Yeah. So, and then who knows what nickname will attach to Chase's name after this. But thanks a lot for coming, and congratulations on everything. What a phenomenal story coming from St. Joe and playing through the college ranks, and now you get a chance to meet up with the Western Nevada FC Coyotes later on this week. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
All right.
Greatly appreciate it.
And thanks now you're going to have a bunch of us now keeping our eye on what's going on with Chase Leonard's. And again, make sure that not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend is when you can maybe start playing.
Yep, hopefully I'll be dressed and playing at that time. It's all in coach's hands, obviously, and how well I play throughout the week. But definitely going to be working very hard to be out there.
So next time you're online, bookmark it however way you want to. Just look for a way you can find the Western Nevada FC Coyotes and their stream so we can all watch Chase play. Might be a little bit of a time difference, but it's all good.
All right. Yep.
Thanks a lot for coming and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Morning Sports Beat on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.